Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But the fact that he showed the guys, and Joel said it's happened a few times in their 6 years together, but he appreciated it. He said he laid out the expectations, especially for the offensive side of the ball, and told people what they needed to do. So I think that just, it speaks to the frustration level, and then it speaks to how important it is to these guys, and that they knew they needed to do something, and they felt like the chances had been there to win. I think that was one of the most frustrating things, is it doesn't feel like a lost cause in that building. They feel like they should be winning, and the fact that they're not is what has frustrated everybody.
That was Scott Petrak just a few moments ago here on Baskin and Phelps, talking about a story that he wrote, Joel Bitonio saying, Kevin kind of chewed into us. It was pretty intense last Monday. And you know, we hear Kevin Stefanski in his press conferences, and Joel said you don't see it regularly, and you know, Kevin's very under control in his press conferences, obviously. That's where we see him. And Joel said he's only seen it about six times since he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's pretty intense, and they needed that. And apparently it helped. Also didn't hurt anything that you were playing a bad Miami team that was dead last against the run.
Well, I picked a good week to do it, though.
Sure.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that turns things around. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan is taking care of business for us. And Meredith Sanson are on the phones at 216-474-0092. Dylan Gabriel has started for three games.
Mm-hmm.
I have very little idea if the guy can be a big-time quarterback in the NFL.
He had a play yesterday, must have been second quarter, where he was kind of rolling out around the 35, maybe even around the 20, sorry. And Jerry Jeudy was wide open, right ahead of him. And he chose to keep the ball rather than throw the ball. I mean, that was interesting. It was
sit well with you, obviously. I can tell by the look on your face.
Well, it wasn't. It's the play, I think, because Darrell Ryder has been very critical of him. Very critical. And
yes,
I looked at him and I was like, man, he's open. And there were a couple plays where you could see, again, it's a lot easier to see from the stands, or especially in the press box, what's open and what's not open up high. So I always kind of take it with a grain of salt. But there are some plays that he is leaving on the table. There's especially receivers who have broken free and seem to have a step on the defender. And if he just put the ball in the right place, it'd be a touchdown. Part of it is, I think you got to remember, it's only his third game as a starting quarterback. And he finally got his first win yesterday. The one thing he's done for Kevin Stefanski that Kevin really likes and wants is that big zero in the interception column. Yeah, he came close again yesterday, but didn't happen. So now you're, what, 12 quarters into his pro career and he hasn't thrown a pick yet? It's not bad for, you know, for a rookie.
Had one or two that got away from him, you know, yesterday that could have been intercepted. One was brought back.
And he had a Hail Mary in the first game that was intercepted that didn't count, you know, because there was a penalty on the plate.
That's a Hail Mary.
Yeah. Which probably shouldn't count in interceptions. But
there are times I watch Dylan so far, and again, so early. Okay, for us to sit here and say this guy can't play isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to sit here and say, are you kidding? He's a star in the making. Wouldn't be fair.
True.
Okay. Either way, I don't think we've seen enough of him. And the situations he's been put into, I don't think have been that conducive to great judgments. For instance, Jackson Dart is playing for the Giants. Jackson Dart, who was a first-round pick this year, and obviously the Browns could have had, has just looked really good.
He has.
He's passed the eye test.
Although yesterday his team needed to give him a little more help.
Oh, my goodness. But he's passed the eye test. I mean, it's pretty clear that guy can play, and the Giants found a quarterback late in the first round. And you could make the argument all day, Brown should have traded up. Yep, okay. I liked him last year coming out of the draft. I thought he was the second best guy to me after Cam Ward, but that's what they did. Anyhow, he passes the eye test. I don't think Dylan has passed the eye test yet, but I don't think he's failed it either. There are things that he does that I like. Seems very composed. Seems under control, throws a nice ball, and seems to run the offense well. What I haven't seen a whole lot of, and I wonder if this is just him or if this is the way these games have played out, he's not been really put in a position yet, Andy, or has shown, hey, we need to make a play. I'll go make you a play. I don't think we've seen that yet. Do you? I don't have the feel for that anyway. It's like, let's go. We got to go 90 yards. Let's go. I'll get us there. I don't have a feel for that yet.
It's almost like, can you run the two-minute offense the whole game sort of feeling? Or
well, I, by the way,
I don't have any problem.
I don't think he's done a bad job. I also don't think he's done a great job. And I think we need to see more before you can make any real judgments about how he's played.
Yeah,
but I don't mind him. I think he
has given you no reason to be like, yeah, he's the man,
and he's given you no reason to think, boy, this guy's lousy.
Horrible. Yeah,
I don't think Leroy's in Cleveland. Leroy.
Leroy.
Hey,
what's up?
How you guys doing?
Good. Well, how are you?
I go by Bad Dad.
Bad Dad. Well, call in. Tell me your name's Bad.
I like that.
I like that.
But
unless I was your kid, then I don't know.
Yeah,
if
I hope you're a bad dad in a
good way.
Not,
good bad.
Not like bad, not good.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
But you just said something that I noticed at the game yesterday.
Tell me.
When he had scrambled and Judy was right there, maybe 10 yards.
Same play.
Further ahead of him. Yeah. And I'm like, throw the ball. I'm screaming at the TV. Throw the ball, you know, and not even just that. And he's not a bad quarterback, but, like, when he goes to the sidelines, I even seen Shador trying to, like, you know, talk to him. Like, he just kind of, like, brushes everybody off. Like, he doesn't want to be here, you know, and I don't want to speculate like that, but he's not, like, interacting. Even during the halftime report, she even said, like, no smiles. You know, like
he doesn't on, though. He know. Hasn't since he's been here. I don't think that's
he handles himself in a pretty straightforward, professional way.
He's been that way the whole time.
Yeah,
he's always. I mean, even Oregon, he was like that.
I mean, we all kind of miserable. Show some life.
All right, Bad Dad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't, the whole get excited and, you know, you kind of want your quarterback to be under control, don't you? I mean, if your quarterback's all over the place, your offense is usually all over the place. No?
No, I totally, I'm okay with him. It's just like, it's a flat line. It's not low. It's not high. It's just a flat line. And he hasn't done anything. I mean, what did he throw the ball 52 times last game?
Yeah, 18 this time.
But they only had one play over 20 yards 2 games ago.
I wonder how much of what we're, because
I've said this. I know where you're going. I said that. I asked Ivis the question you're about to say yesterday.
We both think he's been kind of nondescript so far.
Yeah,
that might be the best way to describe him for me. Kind of nondescript. He's been there. He hasn't been great. He hasn't been bad. I wonder how much of it is, are they not letting him do stuff that would allow him to show off what he can do? Is that what you thought I was going to say?
Yeah, like, are they going to turn him loose, or is this what he is?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because I don't know the answer to that. Is this what he's capable of, or is he capable of more and they're not letting him do it?
It might go back to what you were saying before. What happens if they're down 5 points, 6 points late in the game, they have the ball at the 20, and they've got 2 minutes to get down the field?
Yeah.
That might be the moment that we find him. And that might be the moment that he endures himself to Browns fans if he can drive the field and get a win.
Maybe. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. 31-6, Kev.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Hey, I'll share my Browns credentials if we're doing that today. I could send you a picture of my ticket from December 24th, 1988, baby. I still have it in the old trunk somewhere.
So good resume, man. Good resume.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, my dad... Thank you. And also, unfortunately, the biggest Browns fan, my dad, isn't with us. God rest his soul. And he was here. He would also tell you that Jim Brown was the greatest running back to ever walk the planet. So, you know, you got that, too.
Well, he wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of our dads would say the same thing. Hey, you know, Jeff, I got to tell you, you and Tavis, I mean, I got to give you guys a gold medal. I was driving my son back to college after the game, and we put on the Odyssey app and listened to the post game, and we're like, yeah, this is great. We won the game. We were so happy. And then I hear people calling and complaining. And then this morning I'm hearing complaining.
I heard the morning complaint, and I couldn't believe it. I wasn't going to bring it up, but... I turned on the radio and heard the, well, why didn't Shador get in the game at the end of the game? I'm like, what?
Yeah. Come on, isn't this Victory Monday?
Yes. I'm not booing it. I'm not going to boo it. I don't think that's... It's just
too late. Already been booed.
Right, I booed. You did it. All right, you booed.
Listen, we did what we had to do. It was a sloppy, awful weather game. We ran the ball well. I mean, we got a guy in Judkins who went beast mode and just punched, and he literally knocked guys over and walked his way. I mean, that talk about Marshawn Lynch 2.0. This guy's on his way, and that should be winning Browns fans over. We got a beast of a running back that literally just bulls his way into the end zone 3 times. We didn't need to throw it 50 times. The weather didn't indicate it. You know, all that stuff. We did what we needed to do. We won the game. We should all be happy. And maybe, here's my last thought, maybe we're not throwing long passes because we've already got about 5-6 games of watching our receivers not catching those passes. So, I mean, you know, instead of piling on Gabriel, who's frankly done a great job, he's looked competent, he's looked confident, he's not made any mistakes whatsoever, he's got a good win under his belt, maybe if you're going to be critiquing a little bit, maybe it's the guys not catching the ball and the weather that day as to why we're not throwing 20 and 30 yard passes. Oh, and by the way, look what happened to the other team when they were chucking it 30 yards in the air. Didn't work out too well for them, did it? So I say, let's be happy. Let's enjoy the win and let's just take it and come on New England. Let's kick their butts too.
There you go, Kevin. Nice job. We'll see. The New England game will be a challenge. And you know, we're happy the Browns won a game, clearly. You know, it had been terrible the way things have been going. This game will be telling coming up on Sunday. This one will be telling. Eric is in Mentor. Hello, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
What do you got, man?
You know, I've been hearing some of these national shows that Haslam now wants a big name coach.
Really? Where'd you hear that at? I didn't hear any of that. What national show was saying that?
Well, on last night on your station, what's his name? Out of New York. He's got the funny accent.
You heard on our radio station, you heard one of our overnight guys? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a big name coach.
Mm.
Now, who's a big name coach?
That's out there and available right now?
Well, Nick Saban has been mentioned. I don't know if that's practical or not.
Say, John Gruden.
You know, they have a coach, Eric, right now. Thank you, Eric. If the Browns end up making a coaching change, I'm sure they'll talk to a lot of people. Some of them we know and some of them we won't.
We brought this up on Friday, though, because he said that, and I was just curious where he heard it, because normally, if you think they're going to make a switch in the middle of the season, you're starting to hear, Dan and I had this conversation, you'll hear trickles of information trying to come out. I haven't heard anything, and no offense to any host on any station, but unless I'm hearing it from a reporter who's in it every day, I'm not buying speculation. That's all.
I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network is going to join us coming up at noon. The Browns getting a win yesterday. That was good. Another guy who threw a baseball here is getting a big opportunity tonight. I'm going to touch on that as we continue. A big day here because the Browns were a winner yesterday, 31-6 over the Dolphins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.